I see you're going into the craft again.
Yes.
You played there last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that your first time last year?
It was my first craft,
so
yeah.
What's it like to play in that tournament for the first time? How much pressure is it? It's the tournament on tour.
Yeah. You know, obviously I had to play my way in, to play in the craft. And, you know, it's just an honor playing in the same field at my first LPGA major with, you know, the best players in the world. So, obviously, yeah, I was a little nervous going in. And, you know, it was only my third event of the year.
Wow.
So, you know, I was just coming off, you know, USC and you know, barely getting my LPGA Tour card. But, you know, this year is a whole new year, and I have more tournaments under my belt, much more experience, much more comfortable. So hopefully this will be a good craft of ISCO for me.
How about a little course knowledge help out there for you, too?
Yeah. You know, I played a couple of times there while I was at USC, and, you know, I had a couple of good rounds last year at the crafts, and, you know, you just never know. It all comes down to putting, and you know, this last couple of months I've been getting better in my putting average, and so we'll see how it goes.
Okay, you had to grow up saying, I want to be one of those people jumping in the pond there too, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's a little girl's dream. I remember, you know, going there at 13, 14 years old watching Lorraine Ochoa, and, you know, I had a little banner for her, and so, you know, I have some memories at the Craft Nabisco from outside the ropes, and so hopefully this year I can make some memories inside the ropes and, you know, hopefully jump in that pond.
What is it about USC, and they're just bringing them onto this tour, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just our coach, Andrea Gaston, is just phenomenal at recruiting the, you know, all-around good players, not just awesome golfers, but, you know, well, good students. And, you know, it's something not every coach has, and we just love her to death. And she is just so loyal to her team and to her girls. And, you know, I think that's why she's had one of the best careers as a coach. And, you know, she's out here following her girls. And I think we have the most players on tour. So that just shows you how dedicated and how much she loves to coach.
I was just talking to Belen Motha a little while back, and she's all excited. She has to get your own little entourage around here, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we actually have a fundraiser tomorrow at Riviera Country Club. So
nice.
We're going to have a couple of the girls come out and support the program because they're number one in the country right now, and that's the way it should be.
Okay, so one more thing. So the craft is the first major of the year, but for you being a local and being in Southern California, does it make it a little bit more special because of that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I'm only an hour and a half from the craft, and, you know, I'm going to have my entourage out there, too, and so it gives me that little extra boost of confidence or a momentum to go in there and try to do my best. And but at the same time, you just have to think of it as another golf tournament and the fact that you just have to put on a show on the putting green.
Just another golf tournament with more people than any other one, right?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I have some I don't want to play with expectations, but, I started off the year good here and overseas and you know, a couple top 10 finishes. So, you know, we'll see. Just one shot at a time.
By the way, is it being a pro what you thought it would be like?
It's better than what I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
In what
I mean,
way?
just the fans that come out and all the support you get. And you know, the LPGA does a good job of bringing out the personality in the players. And, you know, I've gotten attention from outside sources outside golf, so that's really great. And you know, it's a little harder than college golf just to be, you know, adjust to traveling constantly, but, you know, it's always been my dream to be on tour, and now I'm doing it.
And I see the different logos all over you here, so that's
a good
thing.
I got
too,
a couple
right?
of them. Yeah, you know, just my team around me has been awesome, and my agents are you know,
nice.
One of the best, and they allow me to just go out there and do my thing, which is to play golf.
That's awesome.
So
good to meet you, and all
Thank
the best.
You.
We'll hope to see you in the winner's circle.
Thanks. Hopefully, me
in
too.
In the pond.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Thank you.